Casting. And by the way, folks, too, Monday through Friday, school is visiting at Truth Radio. We're going to have a bunch of guests up next week. And also on Blog Talk Radio, we simulcast with that. And we're on Internet Chat Cafe in South America and the Modern Micro and many stations, satellite all over. And again, if you want to contact me, it's 630-666-8528. 666-8528. And I didn't pick that number out. And by the way, too, you want to email me, it's dannedanne.girly, B as in boy, U-R-L-E-Y, at gmail.com. Now, please go to the Expansion website. It's Expansion. It's E-X-P-A-N-S-I-O-N-S. With it, it's essenceandsam.com. And that's where you find all the information on Stuart Swallow. And also you'll find information on the Montauk program they had out in New York, which will scare you to death if you find out it's in a city or any place in the world that they're doing these things. But it's happening all over, and we just don't have knowledge. We're going to go back to Rita. And by the way, after Rita makes her question available, I'm going to talk about the salt famine. And I'm going to ask Stuart if he knew about that. Rita, are you with us here? You want to
Anyway, yeah, we were talking about mind control and the towers and the scalar waves and how it's American, but it's not just, you know, America, it's world government. And so we have the crown involved, which is England. And when things happen, what they want to do is turn us into a, you know, totalitarian state, because totalitarian mind is controllable, you know, either with their, you know, mind control or just, you know, talking on the television, you know, telling people do that because they'll, you know, they'll be able to listen. But kind of the good news is when it gets all down to that and we see what's going on is the crown really has a parasite race. That's what they are. You know, they are going extinct. They're a parasite race that actually tried, you know, before when there were, you know, we had Christianity and kings and all that stuff, they were the ones, you know, that, like, after the French Revolution and stuff, you know, and the Scarlet Pimpernel comes back, and then he actually marries a Jewess. Well, that was kind of the thing that went wrong. That became their, you know, their class of, you know, Abraham Lincolns and, you know, whatever the crown wanted to do to us. You know, so they have that thing.
Let me ask Stuart this question. Do you think the crown, the royal family of the world, not only Great Britain but all around, are they similar to what she's saying, a parasite-like race that is incinerating, or what do you think of that, Stuart?
Well, I wrote about that in my Blue Blood, True Blood book. They're just one of the 13 Illuminati families that control the Earth. I don't call them parasites. I call them, they're reptilian. They came from the Draco star system, their ancestors, and that is what
That's wrong, because what they really are hermaphrodites.
They're androgynous reptilians. They are
right, but that is not a natural state to breed. People don't breed that way. The natural gene pool isn't a hermaphrodite gene pool. The hermaphrodites were introduced as basically the slaver race. So they have their slavers, they go all over and take over all the governments and all the banks, and then they figured out, we're going to go extinct. And you look at those people, look at the pictures of those people, you know, in the World Bank and all that stuff.
Rita, I'm going to want to finish asking Stuart a couple more questions because we're coming close to the time he has to go. But I'm going to ask you on that hermaphrodite thing. In the beginning, on this planet, there were beings here that were hermaphrodites. And, oh boy, we're at a break. We'll be right back with Stuart. And I'm going to ask him about the hermaphrodites. And they're still here, by the way. There are a lot of people. They have that distinguished. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, we're back. It's Deanne, a late night with Deanne. And I'm here with Stuart Swindell from Expansions, and also my co-host, John Alastasis. And folks, I want to say something, and two little things really quick. Number one, I wanted to mention about the salt famine, because it was very, very important that people understood. You know the story of Dracula? Actually was real in a way, because at one time people had a lot less salt in their diet because of a condition that happened on this planet. The planet itself started trying to cleanse itself from our wickedness, or us, let's say. And there was no salt, and the salt was being hoarded. So the poorer ethnicities on the planet were starving of salt. They hit the streets. And then they started grabbing people with grappling hooks, and grabbing animals with grappling hooks, and eating flesh, and drinking blood, because the only way that they could obtain salt was from the blood of other victims. And this was written in history. This is something I've gotten from archaeologists from a long time ago. So there's things that are there we have no knowledge of. Going into the situation what Rita was talking about, yes, there were hermaphrodites. And if you go into the concept of what the original Bible talked about, Adam and Eve, it wasn't Adam and Eve, it was Adam and Lilith, and they were back-to-back gods formed together. And if you want to call it a hermaphrodite, then that was what it was. Now, I want to ask Stuart about it. In fact, Stuart, one day, should we do a show, or will you be willing to do a show on religion?
Yes, I talk about anything that you're willing to talk about. But I use different terminologies because to say hermaphrodite, that is a misnomer of what these original beings were. They were androgynous. That's different.
Yes, exactly. But people use the term of hermaphrodite because that is what the word is currently. But they were a different type of being, and there were other species on this planet other than just man. There was man, mankind, and several other species that were here. And again, we are very young in our knowledge. And the only way that we can is to expand our minds, like the expansion program, and understand who we are and what we arrived from. Stuart, you want to say something on that?
Yes, I've written about this in my books, and I've talked about this. It's in my DVDs about how humanity was created from the synthesis of the androgynous reptilian body and then the mammalian body, and we can see this as fetus gestates in the womb. We see that in the beginning of life, the fetus is an androgynous reptilian-looking creature, and then mammalian genetics open up afterwards. And
no,
that
it's a species change. It's a trans species phenomenon, I believe.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you. I'm telling you that they used an androgynous reptilian body and added mammalian genetics to it. And that is why when a fetus develops, that is exactly the sequence that we see in the development, because the genetics follow the sequence in which it was put in.
And the same thing too about the Cro-Magnon man and the Neanderthal man. One had a skull, a brain outside the skull, and the other one had a brain inside the skull encased. And whatever was the creator at the time found no use for one, and now basically annihilated that species and started over again. And there's tracing to these things. And the thing is, again, Vita, we have some information of what is going on here, but not all, because if we had the knowledge, then again, we would not be in this quagmire we're in right now, because we don't understand who we are. We believe in false religions and false teachings, and again, they have been able to startle, scare us half to death, and force us to bow down to gods that they create. And this has been noticed throughout timelines in history. And we're seeing this come up to another plate as we speak in 2008. And we're moving quickly towards it. And until we actually, as a people, start developing ourselves and our minds and understanding that they are using harp, various other sound mechanisms to control the way we think, the things that we act upon, our speech, what we ask, things that we do are being controlled and manipulated from satellites, from various EMFs and various other ways. They have it so down pat now. They even have computer programs now that you go on the computer and it can tell you what you're thinking before you key it in or before you think it. Are you aware of that, Stuart?
Yes, I've written about it.
Oh, okay.
it's called an MTS device. Basically, how it works is very simple, because your thoughts, every word that you can think in any language has a frequency and a wavelength to it. So if you study and download the words and see what the frequencies are, you could then pick up a person's brain waves and know exactly what they're thinking.
Now, is that not also easy to equate that they can take all that information that you download into the computer, and they have actually your whole thought process in mind, so they can put that in an Android if you die. And so that kind of is like a replacement or a soul mechanism.
Yes, that's true. You know, and conversely, because they can get the frequency of words, they can then transmit it to your mind, and you think it's your own thought, and then you act on that.
Right, it's not. It started a long time with the harp. Back in the ancient times, it used to be able to be used to transcend man to animal and animal back to man. And again, you know, they've had this for eons. It's just that what they're doing right now is they have totally mechanized it to a level of fine-tuning, let's say, that they they are able to manipulate us, just like on the movie, the book, Time Machine. We are being totally manipulated to our grave. And until we wake up and actually expand our thought process, we will be in a worse mess than we have. And see, it's not going to be a worse mess. I'll take that back, because like Stuart says, we will survive this. But the thing is, it's a cycle we go through. We keep going and visiting the same thing over and over again until we actually evolve. Is that not right, Stuart?
Yes, of course. You know, when people finally take responsibility for themselves and start controlling their own minds and stop projecting out this victimization mentality, yes, then everything can change. But,
you know,
I don't see it happening soon, because everybody is so involved in their material world and just surviving and getting through the day. Most people really don't care who's in control of anything, and that's the scary part.
You know,
this president being president still after this so-called election is coming up, do you think that I've been projecting, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that there's going to be an assassination attempt. I think that there's going to be a situation that they're going to call martial law. I think they're going to try to keep this president in the White House. Not assassination attempt against George Bush, but assassination attempt against another candidate in order for them to cause helter-skelter to keep this president in the White House. And I wanted your opinion on that, Stuart.
Well, I think that's very possible. I've heard this before. But you know, Baby Bush's code word was temporary when he was in the Skull and Crossbones Society, which he still is. So you have to think, why is he temporary? Are they going to get rid of him?
Uh-huh.
See? And so, but I feel it doesn't matter who's running for president or who is president, because, you know, they are all working for the same source. And it doesn't, it's just a different puppet with the same hand in it, you know. So it doesn't matter who's in the White House. The whole system has to change.
What about the assassination of ex-Premier Minister Budo? What did you think happened there?
Well, you know, even she was part of the whole agenda. You know, she was not an innocent victim either. If you look at the situation in the world as these Illuminati families vying against one another to see who will be on top, and here we have a situation between the Windsors, the Rothschilds, and the Romanovs, each one wanting to have a hand in all of this. She was in the way. You know, I think that the Windsors sent her back in there to take over Pakistan, and the Romanovs took her out because she was in their way. Central Asia is a big prize right now. There's all the natural resources there. There's a need to eliminate fundamentalist Islam. There's a lot going on underneath the ground in Central Asia as well.
The other thing, too, now, because of what is going on with this environmental issue and everything that is hitting us, there has been a huge infrastructure here in the United States to cut people from moving. Transportation is being cut out. I mean, they're having this national ID card. They're increasing the price of gas. They're increasing the cost of public transportation and making it virtually impossible for anyone to move from spot to spot, even to go to work. What do you think that's all about, Stuart?
You know, it's compartmentalization. You know, they want people to be living all in one congested area in very small quarters, because that way they're more controllable. They don't want people living out in the rural areas where they can maybe get away with things that, that you couldn't get away with in the city. And so we're seeing a very big migration from the suburban and rural areas back into the cities, as it was hundreds of years ago.
Well, we're going to break, and we'll be right back. And we're here with Stuart Grillo, and we're going to ask John if he's got some questions to Stuart when we return here after this break.
listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, back, and it's late with Deanne on RBN, Republic Broadcasting. And folks, we're here with Stuart Slilo of Expansions, expansions.com, expansions for the S. And we're talking, and I want to ask you, Stuart, I know you can read and see people. Do you see anything about me that you can say over the air? I just was curious what you felt about me, if you could do that, or you would not want to.
Do a reading. It usually takes a good hour and a half, but I can tell you that you do need to check your blood pressure right now. Your bone density is a bit off as well. Your digestive system needs a lot of work. You need a lot of work, Deanne.
You're right on that. All three.
Yeah, I know. I might have to send you an email with all of the recommendations that I would suggest for you.
Take 10 pages, wouldn't it?
Well, maybe not quite, but a bit.
Yeah, but I just wanted to ask you, too, the color you see around me. I'm kind of releasing myself so that you can see me a little bit more, because I kind of block at times, too. But
yes,
I was,
yes. I know that, but, you know, you do have a predominant color around you is a bit of red, which means there's some anger, frustration, or hurt going on in your life right now. There's also a darker, I'm going to call it a medium kind of yellow, which could indicate either a medication, a powerful herb, or an electromagnetic field. So I would say if you're taking a medication, you need to detox from it because it's putting some toxins in your body.
Yeah, I understand that. I've been trying to figure out what to take, but yeah, everything you're saying is right. And I, like I said, I uncloaked myself.
Well, you know,
I have to come down and meet you one day because I have to tell you more about what I do.
Well, you know, you have an open invitation here, Deanne.
Mm-hmm. I just have been, you know what, it's been blockage, and I think it's been intentional. There's a lot of sound frequencies, different things that are occurring, and there's a lot of things that have been trying to block what I've been trying to do. And I've been fighting, you know, visually to try to get past these things. But anyone that is trying to get word to the public of what it is that they're looking at so that they can wake, awakening is a beautiful process for both. Because once you give yourself away from the toxic measures of what they were broadcasting on TV for mind control and all the things around you that don't mean anything, and you get into yourself and realize who you are as a person, you would be amazed at what you can accomplish and the things you can do. And the thing is, our minds are so wonderful. That's why he calls his program Expansion. It's expanding your mind into levels you would not believe. Is that not right, Stuart?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, we have a seminar going on this very weekend called an intuitive intensive intuitive seminar, which is halfway through now, and it's quite a remarkable seminar to open up the mind.
Yeah, because the thing is, again, you have the left side of brain and right side of brain, and we use one part of it, and, you know, depends on what part you are operating with. Some of us are artistic, and some of us are very analytical, and a lot of that stuff, you know, depends on what side of the brain is open. But if both sides are open, and you expand.
And I teach people to center at the pineal gland in between the two hemispheres of the brain so that you can balance them and blend them and use your creative mind in a logical way to manifest physically whatever it is that you need.
Now, John, did you want to ask Stuart a question or two here?
Well, our next speaker is of the Slim Sperling equipment, which is, deals with the frequency of the pyramid and the water frequency, and they use it in a harmonizer of sequence to help detox the atmosphere and also help environmental emotions and those kind of things. Are you familiar with the Slim Sperling equipment?
Oh, yes, I knew him years ago.
What's your opinion?
Well, I think that he was very, very intelligent. My feeling is that his equipment has Atlantean tech. It's really Atlantean technology, which is being reintroduced to the public. I was very happy with the information that he had.
Now, there's one thing that John has, Stuart, I just want to ask you. He's a high-frequency pitch sound he hears continuously in his ears, the ringing. Is that brought on from his accident, or is there something else?
Well, the accident could have made him sensitive to picking up the natural vibrations of the earth. I hear that all of the time. I'm constantly hearing tones. But what you can do if it becomes disturbing is to visualize at the pineal gland a royal blue dial with the indications of low, medium, and high, and just see where the dial is at the moment, and then turn it down to low or even off. And then turn it all to brown to make it happen now.
Well, Stuart, I thank you very much for coming on the show. And I'm going to call you up. I want to have you back on. Just hang on just before this break. I just wanted to say one more word to you. We'll be right back, Paul.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, it's Deanne, and we're back on RBN, Republic Broadcasting, .org. And we're here still with Stuart Slilo, and I thank you very much, Stuart, for coming on my broadcast. I want to invite you again back. I don't know if you're going to be in town next week, but I want to do a program dealing with the issue of religion. Very important that people understand a little bit more than what's been out there. And folks out there, they're weak stomach and mind. Maybe it's not time for you to go over and listen to this, but I'm going to go through 101 on what religion is, where we come from, to expand you to understand what it is that we're looking at and where we are in this and why we're going through what we're going through currently. And religion plays a huge tool in this. Stuart, what is your opinion on that? Stuart, are you there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Religion is really a form of mass mind control, isn't it? God mind has no religion. Everyone should be worshiping as they see fit without people telling them when or where or how.
Exactly. And it's just like, you know, Christ. Oh, Christ had no building, and there was no cross. And there was, you know, and these things of what we worship and where they come from and what was written and what wasn't and how everything is equated in the Masonic orders. There's a lot of training here that needs to be done so so that you will understand exactly where we are fundamentally today in 2008. We've got to stop being cavemen in 2008. We need to be in 2008 with 2008 mind. And
right.
I think that's one of the things I wanted to find out. If we, I'll talk to you about it next week and see, you know, if that's something you're willing to get involved with.
Sure, absolutely, Deanne. That sounds like a very fascinating topic, and I would be very pleased to talk about it with you.
Okay, and again, Stuart, thank you very much for coming on board. And you want to give information before you drop off of, you know, how people can contact you directly?
Yes, they can go online to www.expansions.com. If you wish to call, our phone number here is 269-429-8615, and you can leave a message if we don't answer, and we'll always call you back.
Well, thank you, Stuart, and I thank you for taking time to come on my show.
And thank you, Deanne.
Okay, and that was Stuart Swillow with Expansions. And we're going to go up to our next guest, John. We have wonderful woman here, Tana Blackmore, and she is coming on to discuss Slim Sperling. Now, Slim Sperling was a creative genius. He created a frequency device, I would call it. It was taking harmonization of rings, using it to create positive energy. And wherever you are, to basically conduct away from you the negative arrays of what the influences out there. Now, my guest had come on, and we were talking about this in our last conversation, which was last week, concerning the fact that these rings and this device that Slim Sperling created was blocking off these signals that were coming out of these satellites and things that were causing us to have the problem we're talking about now, you know, with this mind control and different signals that they have produced in our communities and things. So anyway, I'm going to not continue to talk, but bring up Tanya Blackmore. And wonderful person, Slim Sperling. Tana, are you there?
I am here. Thank you very much, Deanne.
Well, thank you for coming on board. And let's see, where can we start here? Tell us about Slim Sperling, who he was and what he was about. Why was he making these devices?
Oh, that's a very large task to be asking. I think so many of us knew him. He was a very close and very dear friend, so I knew him very much from a personal standpoint. And I also, I think, the benefit that I had was I understood why he did what he did. Now, to say that I understood what he did would be a gross exaggeration. He and I worked together over the years, and I became, on the location where I'm at, it's a ranch in Montana right now, we use this place as a great experimental ground for a lot of his technologies. He had to speak to me in layman's terms, because if he didn't, his ability to communicate about his technologies was way, way, way over my head. So I can speak to, you know, as a testimonial, this man was born with a great desire to bring harmony to the planet. That's an oversimplification of what he was about. He also came in with enormous, enormous knowledge that was so highly advanced for this planet at this particular time. It was almost as if he was not only ahead of his time, but he was ahead of our ability to even comprehend what he was doing. So when I do talk about Slim, I like to say that though we may not understand exactly how his technology works, we do know that it was brought in through an amazing, amazing mind, a universal master for sure, and that he brought it for such benevolent reasons at a time when this planet so desperately needed it. What I would like to say about this, you had mentioned that his technology has the ability to avert negative energy. I don't know that it was so much averting it, but transmuting it. And that was kind of that was the basis for Slim. He, even though he was quite the rabble-rouser, and he certainly was aware of what was going on the planet, and he certainly was displeased with it and vocalized that, often, and was an adamant educator on what was going on.
What was his major concern that he thought was wrong, what was going on in the planet? Because wasn't he in the Navy at one point?
I'm not going to say no to that, but I don't think so. But what I can say is that he also was very, very intuitive, very psychic, and he knew what was going on around the world. And one could say, what was he most concerned about? Well, he was concerned about the state of the planet, but he was concerned about, I think, the state of mind, emotion, mentality of the consciousness. And in order to really address that head on, rather than to go out and convince anyone of anything, he brought in technology that by simply locating it around the planet, educating as many people as he could, as quickly as he could, as to how this worked, and promoting their just having it in certain locations, and learning then how to advance, and be able to use it and expand it beyond its just simply being there. Because, as I was saying before on your previous show, the technology, in particular the harmonizer, as I was sitting with him one day and he was able to demonstrate for me with some materials that he had, that the harmonizer is literally alive. And it's very difficult for us to imagine an inanimate object as unique as it does appear. And he said it operates very much like the universe does, expansion and contraction. It's like the heart. It expands and it contracts, and it goes out and it sends its frequencies, its vibrations out, and it attracts and it pulls back in. It harmonizes whatever is in its arena, and it sends it back out harmonized. And then each pulse, it goes out and comes back, and goes out and it draws to it and brings it back. So it literally harmonizes a location. Now, when I say harmonizes, it takes in such a vast, that's, mentally, physically, spiritually, psychically, all levels. And that's what people don't always take into consideration. They think just physically. But it's also going to affect you emotionally. It's going to affect you mentally. And that is what is so unique and so powerful about what he does. His technology wasn't just used for people. It was used for pollution. It was used to divert and to calm down, tremendous storms that were forecast. You could move a fast-traveling wild grass fire. I watched this one day as he and his assistant used a coil and literally changed the wind on a very dangerous grass fire. Again, these technologies are so important that we understand that not only just being present can they be powerful, but you can almost communicate with them and ask them, to expand and to take, what it is that, you're trying to do. You can talk through the rings and literally send your voice, out into the consciousness.
Wow.
The multidimensional uses of his technology are so vast that I pray that over time we're actually able to compile the multifaceted uses of these, because they are multifaceted. There are rings, there are coils, there are the harmonizers of all sizes, which are now located around the globe. And that was his dream, because what we also know and was actually measurable and was measured, that they're all communicating with each other. It's like a giant grid, and that was his dream, to have these like a giant grid around the planet, all creating, a great harmony that affects everything around it.
Now, this device, and now the one I saw in the picture on the site, there's a small ring, but they come in different sizes, correct, that you
yes.
Use?
Yes.
Now, the largest one, how big is that, and where would you place that? How would you use it?
The largest ring, exactly how large it is. I'm not certain. It's about 28 inches, I think. Again, mm-hmm. when we get down to specifics, I apologize that I don't have all of those. The large ring, I'm going to share with you multiple uses. Because I live on a ranch, one of the uses, because Slim was always talking about everything in the scope of the inside of that ring, and you can hold it up, and it creates like a tunnel of energy. So that energy goes in both directions through that ring. And the healing and harmonizing capacity, you can put that over a glass of water, and it completely changes the molecular structure. So if you were to take that ring and you were to put it over your body, you were to drape it down slowly over your body, it's going to deeply affect and harmonize the body. So putting these underneath tables, massage tables, when people were experiencing healings, what we experienced here was with the large rings, I'm going to tell you samples of, we had several horses go down with colic. And we use these rings, and we would put them on each side of the horse's belly. And where this is a malady that you usually lose a horse, you can't get them to a vet, and you can't get them help fast enough. Our horses, within 20 minutes, were up, running around, and completely healthy again. These rings absolutely went in and completely reharmonized the malady within these horses, and colic is no longer a threat. We've had broken legs on our horses. We would put those rings around the legs. I would take the large rings, and what we did on the stall of one horse that literally broke her leg in three places, we took those rings and we lined them up on three walls of her stall, side by side by side by side. So she was in this enormous field, and she's out running around, and you would never know that anything had ever happened to her today. These rings can be used for pollution. These rings can, I have them under all of my beds. I have them under couches. You can put them under your pet's bed. You can put them over your computers, and they diffuse the frequencies that you're getting from. You can put them over your televisions. You can, the smaller ones I have on my chairs. I sit in them. When you're traveling, take them on. You know, take the smaller ones on an airplane. Put them on the seat. And again, jet lag. Again, because it's harmonizing your entire being, so jet lag isn't something that you suffer from. I could go on and on.
I would like to make a point there, the fact that when you put these rings through the sensor at the airport, that they don't look like a ring anymore. They look like a disc.
They look like a solid disc, yes.
And so for people that have a question of, you know, is there anything really there, that's one thing you can test. Another thing that I would notice in the DVD was that he held two rings up against a darkened drape, and you could see the drape it sharpened the vision of the drape much sharper, and I'd almost dare to say that you could see like a shininess in the center of the rings between the two of them, and one in front of the other, of almost visualizing the energy. You could see it almost. I don't know if that was just me and desire, or if I was actually seeing the energy force.
Well, it creates a tremendous, tremendous energy field. I do know, I'm not familiar with exact all of the information, but I do know that he was working with camera crews. They were mounting these rings on the cameras for clarification in the filming, and it made a vast, vast difference in the quality of the filming. There's so many, many uses, yes.
Last time I was talking about them being used by the policing forces and also a mental hospital. Could you expand on that?
Well, I can't expand on any actual results because I'm not familiar with that study if it was done. What I can say is that if they were used in those particular areas, that they would have a tremendous beneficial effect. I can't imagine them not. I'm going to reshare a story, as I shared with you before, that when playing different frequencies next to the harmonizer, that, again, it's a great broadcaster, and it broadcasts these frequencies. And depending upon what you're broadcasting, it's very calming, or it can be very exciting. But again, never, ever detrimental. This technology is incapable of creating a detrimental atmosphere. It's always harmonizing. So again, bringing more things into harmony. I will say that they do operate, in my experience, very homeopathically. So what tends to happen is that there can be, in the course of attempting to calm things down, it has a tendency to bring things up at the same time, that which has to leave in order for there to be harmony. So there can be a little emotional, you know, recognition that you're going through, oh my, that something's leaving in order for you to be calm. But it absolutely, over the time and literally years that they have been here and I have been using these, it has been a steady impact on not just the people, on the water, on the land, on the animals, on the neighborhood, on the community. It just goes on and on. It absolutely would have a magnificent beneficial effect.
We got a break coming up, and we'll be right back with Tanya Blackmore when we could return. Be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Dawn recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it, okay? It's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
That's great. It starts with an earth.
Hi, we're back. And it's tonight with Deanne on RBN. Call us 800-313-9443. And we're talking about this wonderful device that was created by Slim Sterling. And I wanted to ask Tanya a question. This device, I was thinking about this. If you have children that have these conditions like ADD and bipolar disease and things like that. Can it help calm them down? Has anyone done a test to see if that the device can help calm people that have nervous disorders or conditions such as that?
I'm not aware of, again, if that particular test was ever documented or actually held. Again, I would have to say that I can't believe that it would not have a benevolent effect upon the upon these children and upon the entire family, because these children, again, part of that chaos and part of that difficulty is also throughout the family, because they're quite often, you know, they create stress around them from people having to observe them or wanting to assist them, and it's stress for the parents and stress for the family. It creates, again, a more harmonious atmosphere. To say definitely, I think, would be unfair without my actually knowing. I don't wish to misrepresent, but again, given what it actually, you know, is designed to do, what I know that it does do, I can't believe that it would do anything but benefit.
Well, now, do you have to have multiple rings? Or, like, for instance, if you're in, like, one household and you have, you know, like, one ring, is that enough sufficient for a whole home, or would you
John had talked about several pieces that he had purchased. There are several different types of pieces. There is the harmonizer, which comes in different sizes. Now, that is looks more like a grid with a tube down through the center of it. And these harmonizers come in personal harmonizers you can wear on your body. Then they come, you know, again the next size up. And then they have the what he calls an agricultural. And then there are the giant ones that he was placing around the planet. He also has coils, and those are for pulling energy or sending energy. And then we have the rings, and the rings come in all different sizes. For myself, I wouldn't be without the large rings, again, for sleeping on, for health purposes. They're wonderful for pain relief, any of the rings, and the rings have multiple. You can take the smaller rings, and you can just set your drink, your glass of water, your coffee, or whatever, in that ring while you're drinking it, or just run that ring over it, the smaller rings. And then there's I wish I could give you all the different cubic sizes of these.
Well, do you have to, like, have them right next to you, or is it a device that you can just have in an area that will, you know, succumber the whole area?
The harmonizers are something that you have in the area.
Mm-hmm.
The rings and the coils are something that you use very consciously. You put that ring in a bowl underneath your fruit and the longevity of your fruits and vegetables. You put it, you know, you use these tools. The harmonizer is something that sits still. It just is within your home.
Well, we got to stop you here again. We're going to break, and we'll be right back. We're talking about Slim Sperling's amazing devices, his inventions, who he is and what he was involved with Tanya Blackmore, and we'll be right back after this break.
Since 19... 19-